Abe Zimbabwe abangala ncwadi ezimthethweni zokuba kwele South Africa bathi bathwele amalahle ekhanda. Bathe ezindleleni nxa besiya emsebenzini kudingeka behambe becatshela amapolisa. Abanye bathi babotshwa umuntu esiya emsebenzini kuthi nxa ungaswela imali yesivalamlomo uthole umsebenzi usuphelile. Isizalwane seZimbabwe njalo engumkhokheli wenhlanganiso ye-Women Diaspora Association unkosazana Vuyani Hlazo uthi lolu hlupho luzwisa usizi ikakhulu kubo mama.
Umama mabehamba lapha esitradeni kunzima kakhulu ngoba babotshwa abanye bashiya abantwana abancane ezindlini abanye baye bengama breadwinners and kuba nzima masokumele ukuthi baphume. So kufuneka ukuthi bathole i-documentation. So i-immigration department kufanele i-document abantu ngoba abantu masebekhona lapha eSouth Africa. I believe ukuthi i-ministry kebemele ibone ukuthi wonke umuntu i-documented.
Unkosazana Hlazo uthi umama inhlupho zamaphepha abahlangani lazo emigwaqweni kuphela.
Babe ngaphathanga amaphepha abancediswa mabe siya ku-healthcare sector especially kakhulu mama abazithwele kuba nzima. Uthola ukuthi abanye mabehambile laphana batshela ukuthi asikwazi ukunikeza i-birth record ngoba ulamaphepha kodwa akusiyinto evulelwayo. So ziningi inkinga abahlangana lazo and babe bengakwazi lokuthi baye kubani.
Owesilisa weZimbabwe ongathandanga ukuvezwa igama lakhe uthi okubakhathaza kakhulu ukuthi selokhu kwethulwa iviyo labancedisa ezokuphepha esabelweni se-Gauteng ama-crime wardens abadume ngokuthi namapanyaza ndawonye lamavolontiya abeZimbabwe sebephendulwe umgodi wemali.
Ukubopha abantu mina personally ngibona njengani asikho ukubopha ikuyibutsotsi ikudingisa ikudizisa abantu nje ukuthi bethole imali but abantu basebunzimeni because every time usidinga istarato uthola ukuthi vele bamile ama-volunteers namaphoyisa bafuna lezo mali. So abanye bayahamba nase-police station but within 10 minutes bazoba sebephumile sefonelwe umbezi ukuthi andoda oza lapha ngicela imali engaka nami ngiphu. So I think it's a business game yenzwa ngamaphoyisa.
Umgcinihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Progressive Foundation abayichaza ngokuthi ilwela ukukhululeka okugcweleyo kweZimbabwe umnumzana Lance Mlelo uthi bakhangelele ukuthi umphathi ntambo omutsha kugatsha lwendaba zasekhaya umnumzana Leon Scriba abe ngohlukileyo kakhulu ulalo obekhona obengakufihli ukuthi akabathandi abantu beZimbabwe.
Uminister ozobekwazi ukuthi abantwana baseZimbabwe bazela ngokuhlupheka, bazelapha ngokwazi ukuthi labo bazozincedisa, bazelapha ngesimo esibaphushayo besuka ezweni lokuzalwa beze kulele lokuhlupheka eliyiSouth Africa. Kuthi labo abantu kade benamaphemithi bathole ama-permanent residence. Kuthi labo abanye laba sibayenzele ukuthi siphushe ukuthi kutholakale indlela yokuthi abantu bathole amaphepha ngokugcweleyo.
Kusenjalo usikomithi wamapholisa uGeneral Fani Masimula ukhuthaza umphakathi ukuthi abike yonke inkohlakalo enziwa ngamapholisa.
There are some of our members that we do arrest which are involved in.
Siyazi akhona amapholisa akwenzayo lokhu. Nxa siyithola imbiko yalezi zenzo siqhuba uphenyo sibabophe sibajezise.
Some areas we arrest our own members that are off track in this regard.
Kodwa ke uMasemula uyaqinisekisa ukuthi kungumsebenzi wamapholisa ukubopha nokusa emthethwandaba labo abangalamaphepha okuba selizweni njalo le yinto abazahlala beyenza. Ngimele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa ngingutuso Khumalo.